Good morning, City Church. This is Harrison, bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. This summer, we're in a sermon series in the Psalms, and when I preach, I'm returning to the theme of how the Psalms help us to slow down. My decision to focus on this theme was somewhat driven by two German scholars that I've been reading recently. The first is sociologist Harmut Rosa. I mentioned him in my past two sermons. He has this thesis that modern life is defined by acceleration. So life is moving faster than ever, quite literally, due to the forces of our economy and technological innovation and social changes. The second academic I've been reading is the philosopher Byung-Chul Han. One of his big ideas is that the modern world is characterized by what he calls burnout society. In short, he says that in the past, societies were governed by negativity. And this, don't think about negativity as like bad and positivity as good. He used to see it in like a really technical way. But he says that negativity was a focus on restraint and constraint. The kind of defining words was can't or shouldn't. But today, for a number of reasons I don't have time to get into, he says that we suffer from an excess of positivity. In other words, the governing words would be can or should. It's a focus on kind of excess potential. It's kind of like the maybe you could even say endless possibility. It's kind of like the posters that many of us grew up with in our school where they said, you can do whatever you put your mind to, or you can be whoever you want to be. And you can see how that kind of led to the more recent terms of things like you do you, live your truth, things like that. Now, Han says that in the past, this focus on constraint and restraint led society to valorize attributes like obedience, duty, submission. Now, however, our obsession with positivity and possibility has led us to valorize achievement above all else. In other words, he says, today, your worth as a person is pegged on what you've achieved. Now, among other things, this is what has led us to work becoming all-encompassing in our society. I recently read a short essay by a foreign exchange student reflecting on her time in America. She loved many things about it, but one of the things that she didn't like was that, she says, Americans live to work rather than work to live. I don't think that's a super helpful dichotomy, but I think we all know what she's getting at. She's saying your value in America as a person isn't pegged on your being, things like your virtue, your character, your heart. Rather, it's pegged on your doing. So the question then is, how might we as Christians push back against this? Well, I think today's lectionary reading from Psalm 127 helps. It says this, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. In this, the psalmist isn't denigrating work itself, so the builder still builds, the watchman still watches. What he's calling into question, though, is a mode of working that is entirely self-referential. The result of this is anxiety and an inability to rest. Wonder if that sounds familiar. So what would it look like for us to avoid this? Well, I think it has to do so much with our rooting our identity in Christ and not in things like work. So how might we practically start to practice that throughout our day? Well, here are three things I think you can ask yourself in during your work day to help reorient you. The first question is this, what's motivating my work today? My glory or God's glory? Number two, what is most true of me at work? My validation by my performance or my validation by Jesus? Number three, why has God put me in this job? How does my work fit into his ongoing work of redemption in the world? Now, maybe these aren't the questions you use. Maybe there are other questions that might work better for you. But the idea here is that we have to take time during our workday to invite God back into our work so that he can liberate us from the burden of thinking that we are what we achieve, and he can root us in the incredibly good news that we are who we are in him, a beloved child of God. And that status doesn't wax or wane depending on our work. So until tomorrow, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's CITYCHURCHRVA.com. And thanks for listening.